I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings at Kaplansky.com.
It's time to play Who's More Pandemic?
It's not rocket scientists.
Well, I think we all know that the headlines during this pandemic sometimes seem unbelievable. In this game, you must determine whether the pandemic-related news story is true or not. And we are starting with Andrew from Boston. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, good morning, guys.
You versus Wiggy. So here is the first news story.
Hold on one second. My laptop just froze. Stand by, please. Okay, we are on board.
Yes, here we go.
The Department of Health and Human Services has scrapped a plan to use Santa Claus in a coronavirus vaccine ad campaign. The ads would have been funded by $250 million in taxpayer money. Part of the problem was that Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the elves would have all been given early access to the coronavirus vaccine in exchange for their participation in the program.
There's no way that's true. There's no way. No way.
Well, I don't get the end part. What's it?
What don't you get about it?
The early access to the vaccine.
So before the public gets the vaccine, Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the elves, the appearance of them doing it would have given them, they would have been given the vaccine before the American
treatment.
Public. Yeah, right. It's a quid pro quo.
Wiggy, what do you think? What do you say?
I don't believe that.
That's
there's
not
no
true.
Way.
Andrew, what do you think? Is that true or not true?
I'm going to go with false.
You go with false on that?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is 100% true. That is where your taxpayer dollars were supposed to... $250 million for an ad campaign for Santa to tell you to get the coronavirus vaccine.
I told you these headlines seem unbelievable. So they were going to spend $250 million on an ad campaign, but then they stopped it because of the appearance of Santa and Mrs. Claus getting the vaccine before others?
That's correct.
See, and if they would... And what's amazing is if they didn't put that pot in, they probably would have done it.
Right. Correct.
Hello, Mike. Wow.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Good morning, Danielle.
Hello.
Hey,
Mike. What up?
Mike, you could win an ink-filled WEEI pen if you can beat Wiggy in pandemic. Here's your news story.
A school district in Mesa, Arizona is preparing to return to in-person schooling next week. Parents became alarmed when info was circulated via a Facebook post by an employee of a local rental supply company that the district had ordered hundreds of porta-potties to be delivered to the schools. Evidently, the plan is to have the students go to the bathroom outside the school building so that there is no congregating in the bathrooms inside.
That's true.
You think that's true?
Yeah, because, you know, bathrooms in high school, those are a lot.
Where you chat, baby.
Yeah, that's
droplets.
A lot of stuff goes down in there.
All right, what do you think, Mike?
You know, I'll go with Wiggy. True.
Wiggy, that's true? Danielle, is it
that
true?
That is false.
It's false.
False, false. But I could see that happening, though, right? You could totally see that happening.
I could see that happening, and then the Santa vaccine thing.
The number to call if you want to play is 617-779-7937. Call now, and you can play versus Wiggy and Pandemic this morning. This is Sean. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Fabulous.
It was good.
Well, I'm doing well, but a texter says that they won on Pandemic 2 weeks ago, and they still have not received their ink-filled pen.
Well, everything's delayed because of COVID.
Well,
Postal Service.
I blame Canada in the mail system.
Yeah. Maybe it was stolen somewhere in transit.
It's a valuable item.
I mean, it's a you can't get these everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your news story, Sean.
County officials in Clara County, California, have put forth new guidelines for restaurants. And the guidelines state that any sit-down restaurants who want to remain open must require customers to bring their own utensils.
Bring their own utensils?
The argument being that plates can be sanitized more easily because they don't come in direct contact with customers' mouths, whereas knives, forks, and spoons do.
Huh.
I believe that California, with the Thanksgiving thing that they're doing out there, this has got to be true.
What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, I've lived in California. I could see that being true.
Is it?
Fake.
Oh, man. Thank God.
Great job, guys.
Can you imagine how insufferable Greg would be if he rolled up to Grill 23 without his utensils? And he'd be like, can you get guys... I know Marty told you that you couldn't do this, but do you have a fork I could maybe buy from you?
Steak knife?
Could I borrow one of those tiny little forks for the seafood? Is it possible I didn't bring one?
It looks like a regular size fork in his hand. That's why he likes it.
Hello, Nick.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up? By the way, Wiggy, this texter says you're doing horribly today.
I cannot believe these.
Good day for me.
Yeah.
Jeez, they're spectacular.
All right, Nick, how are you today? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Hopefully we'll do better than Santa Claus.
All right, here we go.
Wealthy individuals in Florida have begun buying waterfront homes left and right and at a premium, but it's not because you might think. It's not just because they want a nice house on the water. So many people bought boats during the pandemic. There's now a shortage of boat slips, and these people don't have anywhere to park their huge yachts. So they had to resort to buying properties that allow them to park their boats out front.
Huh. Wiggy?
I think that's true. Wealthy people in Florida, a lot of boats. Yeah, I believe that.
A lot of people boating, the popularity of boating rose rapidly during the pandemic because it was one of the only things that you could do.
That and biking.
Yeah, and rollerblading.
Be a lot of boats and bikes for sale next year.
Nick, what do you think? Is that true or false?
I'll go with Wiggy on that one. I agree with him. I think it's true.
That's a real headline?
That is 100% true.
Okay. It is.
Yep.
There you go. Really?
And snapping up waterfront real estate.
So you buy the yacht, and then you got to buy the house to park the yacht at.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, how are you?
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning.
Here's your news story.
One state senator in Pennsylvania is proposing that businesses be allowed to rent space for free for the next 2 years in order to get people back to work to save commercial real estate. Senator Jay Costa says that even though it will be a temporary loss for the landlords, it's the only way to prevent businesses from going remote permanently.
Huh. Okay.
What state was this again?
Pennsylvania. State senator from Pennsylvania.
I think this is true. Because it seems like, you know, maybe it's not a great idea for landlords, but it is a good idea to kind of get businesses going. So I say true.
Well, wait, you think that's a great idea? What happens to the landlord? The landlord is just SOL for two years?
Maybe what they do is the landlord doesn't have to, there's like something where the landlord doesn't have to pay mortgage for 2 years.
Then the bank is SOL.
Well, it's the bank. The bank will get a handle.
The government writes the check. That's your suggestion.
Yeah, the bank
on
will.
All these things is the government writes the check.
Think about it. Yeah. How many times have we bailed out banks?
Okay. Ryan, do you think that's true or not true?
I think that's false.
Okay.
It is false.
It is. Okay.
Curtis, I almost said State Senator Robert Lipton to try to trip up Wiggy, but just in case Ryan was an Office fan, I didn't want to go there and give it away.
An Office Obscure reference.
Is, yes. Yes. That's the state senator that Angela married that Oscar had the affair with.
You have one more?
I can do one more, yeah.
Okay. This is Lori. Hello, Lori.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Living the dream.
What do you do, Lori?
I am an auto damage appraiser.
Excellent.
Oh, fantastic.
All right. Here is your news story.
A recent study out of the Netherlands found that women with breast implants were 46% more likely to get coronavirus than women that did not have them.
Oh.
Scientists found there is some element within scar tissue that contributes to viral retention, which makes them more likely to have COVID.
Okay.
This is true, just like we had the bald men got, they have a better way of fighting off corona. Remember we did that one?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I believe this is true.
Okay. Lori, what do you think?
I will go with Wiggy and say true.
You people need to stop jumping on the Wiggy bandwagon today. That is fake.
That's not true. That's fake. That's fake.
Man. 1 for 6.
All right. Jesus.
All right. Sorry, Wiggy.
The one that's right is this one that seems like there's no way it could be true.
I don't think we can do this anymore. Wiggy's too bad.
It's COVID brain fog.
250 million, and that one's correct.
Yes. All right, Danielle, thank you. You're welcome. Is pandemic, and it's time for Ken to tell us what is trending this week.
Julian Edelman joins the Greg Hill Show this Friday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And Keyshawn Johnson, 11 a.m. with Dale and Keith. Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England, inviting you to fall in love with shopping online from wherever you are. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com, enter your zip code to locate your authorized Subaru retailer. Well, to revisit Curtis's lead from this morning, Rex Ryan and others, many analysts popping off at the Patriots, Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
You think they've been storing this up for 20 years, just waiting to get their digs in?
I do. They've been waiting for him to fail. And they believe that, apparently, they think the season is over.
Here's a little bit of sexy Rexy.
This is not Cam Newton. I mean, not the guy that we remember. It was fool's gold. Week two, we all saw that. Man, he looked great. No, Seattle gives up 500 yards a game. Yeah. What we're seeing now is a guy that has poor mechanics. He's short hopping balls. He's not accurate. It's just awful. And for 3 years now, I think I've been saying how awful the talent is there. There's no separation. So guys can't get open. He can't throw. He can't hit them even if they are open. So this is a disaster right now in New England.
Amen.
Mm.
But some guys were open in that game. You know, the short hop ball, pardon me, he was open. Bird is open. Edelman's open on the pick. So it wasn't as much separation in that game. It's just Newton missing a couple throws.
I saw a screen grab of the All-22. I don't watch it. I'm not a football guy like Wiggy. But I did play both ways at Rivers. And there were three receivers open, and he held onto the ball and took a sack.
There are guys open, but it's when you think about it, more times than not, there are guys that are not open. So that's, I think, and that's playing into his head. When you think about it, if they call 15 routes a game, 10, 12 of those 15 routes, guys are not open.
I mean, were you satisfied with what he said yesterday on this show?
Yeah, I think he's taking accountability and knows that there are throws that he has to make.
But he took accountability the previous week.
Right.
I mean, it's great that he takes accountability, but I don't know. I mean, do you think we see a different Cam Newton on Sunday?
I would imagine we would, because he knows. He also said that, you know, sooner or later could be a permanent benching.
Okay, what do you think will happen Sunday in Buffalo? What's the score?
What's today, Tuesday? I need time to really do a deep dive in the weeds.
All
right. Ask me later on in the week.
One honest admission from Cam, at the end of the interview, he basically said he's worried about losing the locker room. Guys could turn on him. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
Losing faith in the organization.
And he is worried about this being permanent, that, you know, when it comes to the fact that he was sat, that could end up being permanent and he could be released. So, I mean, this is his last chance, theoretically, right?
Could be.
He needs to go with the Brady approach. When guys can't get open, phase them out.
2-4 Pats at the 5-2 Bills. That's 1 o'clock Sunday with Ian Eagle on the call on CBS. Tom Brady and the 5-2 Bucks Monday night against the lowly New York Giants. Week 7 wrapped up last night. Rams beat the Bears 24-10. Dodgers went away from the World Series. A clincher tonight. Game 6, 8:08 first pitch. Blake Snell for Tampa. Anthony Gonsolin for the Dodgers. Day off yesterday, Greg, so it could be a healthy pitching staff. We'll see if L.A. goes all out. And speaking of pitching staffs, Red Sox could be parting ways with starter Martin Perez. What gives there? Option? Team option? They've not told him what they're doing. He tweeted out three dots last night. He loves it here, wants to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening?
Full rebuild. Aren't we under a... Doesn't everybody know that full rebuild over
Cora's
there?
Cora's coming back. What are you talking about? I mean, they've interviewed seven guys besides Cora, which has me nervous, but... Alex Cora is coming back. All will be well. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Yo, Coach, I know you said, I think it was yesterday or even this morning, I forget which day it was, that Cam is still your starting quarterback here on Sunday. So my question would be, you know, based on what you've seen the last three games that he's played, what makes you confident that he can fix it?
I think he's our best player there. And so, you know, again, there are other problems offensively. There are other things that we need to do, you know, do better. And that's what we're going to work on. I think we have our best players out there. We've just got to find a way to be more productive. We have been at times, but we weren't yesterday, and need to see if we can improve that.
Bill Belichick yesterday with OMF, and I think you're stuck with Cam Newton because he really is. I mean, he's on. It may be unfortunate, but he's your best option for those who. And this was your lead this morning. For those who think that eventually it's going to be Stidham, Bill said it yesterday. He's the best player they have at that position.
Right.
I mean, so they're going to have to figure it out. They're going to have to figure. I mean,
here's my question for his performance. Is it possible that the guy is just in a rut? And I ask that because I think anybody can relate to this. You don't have to be a pro athlete. There are times in your life when things just don't click. No matter what you do and no matter how great you are, whether it's at your job, your home life, any activity, any hobby, sometimes things just don't work for a little while and you need to shake off the cobwebs. Is it possible that he's just in a rut?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
Like, now seriously.
Now you sound like Wiggy trying to come up with excuses for, I mean, Wiggy thinks it's the COVID.
It's not an
fog.
Excuse, it's a reason, Greg. We learned that on the old show.
I think we're seeing, sadly, that there is a reason that the other 31 teams didn't sign him. There was a reason he was available for the minimum. There's a reason they were. Early, they were successful because nobody had seen their offense with Cam. Mm-hmm. Now that teams have seen it, they can't stop it. And Cam is being exposed.
I mean, it's not. I mean, it really shouldn't be that surprising. They needed to use gadgets
to beat the Broncos, Wiggy.
Right.
So they still lost.
I mean, so yeah, right. To lose to right. the Broncos, they need to use gadgets. I don't know why you would like. Where's the surprise?
There's no surprise. Their offense is not good. The skill position players are not good, and Cam Newton is being exposed as the quarterback the rest of the league saw.
That's it. You should have ended your sentence right after their skill. When you skill positions are not good, when you have to use gadget plays, let me explain this to you laymen who don't understand.
Laymen.
Okay.
Is that like Lomans? Right. My grandmother used to bring me in there. It was a community dressing room. It was terrifying.
When you have to use gadget plays, or when you got to count on guys like Damaire Byrd and Jacoby Myers, that's all you need to know about what your team is.
But don't go to the Broncos game and talk about gadget plays. That was a COVID excuse game. They didn't practice. This team is trying to be like the Ravens last year, and they could do if their defense is good enough and the running game is good enough,
but
they
not.
Could win the division.
They are
but
nowhere near as talented as the Ravens.
I think they are. Oh. If Cam plays up to his capability, they are.
No.
They don't have the talent that the Ravens has. Every game that they played, and I said this yesterday, Ken, and you weren't here, and it's true. Collectively as a team, when you look at every game that they play, on paper, they have the least amount of talent.
Everybody told me that what a great offensive line they had.
They have a decent offensive line, I'll give you that. Their running game is just They have no receivers, no tight end. Their front seven on defense is not very good. Their back end is good, but that's it. But when you compare them to other teams, who Buffalo, who has a better defense, Buffalo or New England?
I would say Buffalo.
Who has better?
But I would say that when it comes to the run, they struggle when it comes to defending the run. So that's definitely a reason to at least give Cam the chance to see what he can do on Sunday against Buffalo.
And Wiggy said this exact team with no changes was the best team in the AFC.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's because I thought guys were going to take the next step, and they haven't.
But there's been no difference on the roster, and you're saying they've
no.
Gone
the difference is that they haven't taken the next step.
Right, but
has N'Keal Harry?
You didn't say they're the best team if they make the next step. You said they are the best team,
right? Because you project these guys to take the next step. Has N'Keal Harry taken the next step to prove that he's a better player?
I didn't say they were the best team in the AFC.
I don't think he has. I mean, he's shown flashes of looking better this year. Certainly.
Right, but that stopped in week two. Has Julian Edelman after the Seattle game?
Something is off with Edelman, and I don't even know if it's an injury thing. I honestly think that he's, I mean, doesn't it seem like he's not happy?
Brady kicked him off his cell phone plan.
No, but I mean, don't you think, like, whoever brought up the Binky thing the other day, like, don't you think that, I mean, it's a weird thing, grown man to grown man, but don't you think he lost his... Like he lost his BFF and he's pissed that the two of them are down there in Tampa and he's not.
Or he's staring right at the reality that his career might be over soon. He just doesn't have it anymore.
Or he's looking in that position group and he's looking around and he's going, really? This is who they surrounded me with? And that's a real thing. As a guy who's been in the position before, and when you start to look and you know the biggest thing that plays, and Cam talked about this, is about the confidence of his teammates. But when you start to look around and you know you can't count on the guy next to you because he can't get the job done, you lose confidence in that person, and then that affects how you perform.
Do you think a bigger problem is the defense or the offense going forward?
Wow, that's a great question, Greg. A bigger problem, man.
great question, Greg.
I think it's the defense.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think the defense is the bigger concern. What are you laughing at, Curtis?
The offense is the worst right now.
How's the run? Is the run game fair?
It's okay.
The Patriots offense is a disaster. It looks
you want
like
it to
BC.
Be a disaster. You want because you want Bill to be a failure.
You just said they had to use gadget players.
I'm just asking you.
Yeah, I would say the offense is a bigger concern.
I mean, Devin McCourty was saying yesterday that those guys are about to lose their job.
That
Mr. Kraft isn't going to pay him anymore.
Okay, so,
I mean, he knows it's a disaster.
So if you look at this team and you kind of look at how they've played through their first 6 weeks. Defensively, do you have more concern in them or do you have more concern in the offense?
I just said it.
And I would say,
don't you understand?
How
long do you have?
I would say that you have more concern. I would say you have more concern with the offense.
You would say you did. I get it. You and I disagree.
Wiggy's having a conversation with himself. Just let him go.
Hello, hey, Byron.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Byron?
Driving to work. Wiggy, the question is really more towards you. Mm-hmm. From what I've seen, the offensive line is doing its job. He's getting 3 to 4 seconds.
Yes.
You're not seeing a lot of jailbreaks. What I think he's doing is, number one, he's waiting and waiting for people to come out of cover instead of throwing a timing route. And number two, he's home run hunting. He is not looking at the short to intermediate pass. He is searching for that home run. And that's killing him.
Well, that's on Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, but it could also be that it's so simple. I mean, Edelman, that's Edelman's forte. And it's so easy to focus on Edelman when you really don't have
nobody else
to focus on. So that could be completely shut down.
Right. And so if you're Josh McDaniels, you got to make sure that if I have five guys going out on routes, it's five to short to intermediate routes. So Cam has to make a quick decision and get it to one of these short guys that potentially could be open. When you don't throw in the tight windows, that means you're not confident in your accuracy, and you're not confident in the guy to make a play on the football.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I love Belichick, but I have to agree with Chris Kurtz with his arrogance. It's almost like the Bulls when they had Jordan with their dynasty. They felt like their system made the dynasty, and not so much the players.
Right. Yeah. Tex Winter's triangle offense was great when it was with Kobe, Shaq, Jordan and Pippen. It didn't work on other teams.
I wouldn't say it's been all that thin around here, personally.
Yeah.
Not in here either.
I guess. I just think everybody wants, every week, there are people who want to make a determination on Brady and Belichick. I want to wait till the end of the season. I think it's fair to wait till the end of the season. I certainly think, as I said earlier, if you were judging right now, Tom Brady is winning the divorce.
Right.
I mean, hands down, he is winning the divorce.
I still can't believe that you think it's the defense. When you look at their last three games, 10 points, 12 points, 6 points, and you think that
they couldn't stop anything on
but they
Sunday
can't score
against the Niners team that's not that great of a team.
It's a Bill Belichick coached team. The defense is expected to be top 5 in the league. They're held to a higher standard. You give up 33.
Okay.
The Niners did everything they wanted to whenever they wanted to.
If you look at the Niners,
you got Winovich bouncing off guys trying to tackle.
Doesn't even play. He played 13 snaps. If you look at the Niners game defensively, I will give you that. But against the Chiefs defensively, they were good. They were good against the Broncos.
The last two games, the Patriots defense didn't force a punt in the first three quarters.
Right, but against the Chiefs, their defense was decent against Patrick Mahomes. The Broncos, they only gave up 18 points. You cannot score on offense. That is the biggest concern moving forward. I think defensively, yeah, they got issues, they got holes, but not as many as they got on the offensive side of the football. I give you credit. The offensive line is playing decent, but you have no ability to score points.
And Wiggy, you're right. This Sunday, what are you worried about? The Patriots defense stopping Josh Allen or the Patriots offense scoring on the Bills? I'm worried about the Patriots offense scoring on the Bills.
And I think it should be a no-brainer. If you watch this team, after really the Seattle game, you're going like, all right, how's this offense going to score points? What is this offense? Is this a running offense? Is it a passing offense? Are they an RPO offense? You have no ability. What was it, 3 points last week in the first half, 3 points the week before that in the first half? You can't score.
Do you think Edelman, this texter thinks Edelman is trying to shoot his way out of Foxborough?
Do you think he's doing a good job of it.
Do you think he's trying to shoot his way out?
He's going to go to the Giants, fire Joe Judge.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to shoot his way out. I think he is frustrated, and I know they won't say it because that's how players are. They're not going to throw their teammates under the bus. But I think he's frustrated that
Cam Newton can't get him the ball.
No, not that Cam Newton can't get him the ball, that he doesn't have anybody beside him that will take the pressure off of him. So when he now goes up against coverage, it's one-on-one. And that's what it is. He's always had the binky end, not just Brady, but he's always had Gronkowski to lean on, where the pressure goes to Gronk, and now Edelman is able to get the one-on-one.
So who do you think, if you're Edelman, who do you miss more, Brady or Gronk?
Gronk.
Gronk. Here's Derek. Oh, it's Derek, the Steelers fan,
oh,
Ken.
Nice.
Probably wants to welcome you back to state after your negative test. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, Hildock, this is better than I even envisioned it when Pretty walked out the door. I just can't get enough of this stuff. It's like a dream come true. I'm actually having trouble focusing on work. But I'll tell you, I got to give Newton, I had no idea. The guy is a great interview, and he's been humble. So I'll give him that. But I do got to agree with my buddy Kenny. Everybody should probably relax. If they can't beat the sieves that is the AFC East, then get worried. Okay, let's not forget, this wasn't all just about Pretty and Bill, okay? It had a lot to do with the Jets, the Bills, okay, and the Dolphins,
the Dolphins
stink and have stunk for decades. They don't have good ownership. They've never had good coaches. None of them have had a good quarterback. So let's be honest. If he looks this way against the AFC East, you got big problems. But until that happens, I wouldn't worry about it. Can I get to Kenny real quick?
Yeah.
You know, Kenny, I did miss you, buddy.
Thank you.
I get,
missed you,
and
too.
I'm glad, you know, the bravery that you showed as you crossed state lines in the time of war and you know, bravely ushered your mother to safety.
Yep.
Like, that's Congressional Medal of Honor.
I agree. Kept her out of the home nursing home.
I am so... But let me just... These alerts, Hildog. Okay, can I encourage everybody, please? And I mean this responsibly, and I mean it having followed the data and looked at the science, okay? Don't listen to these people. We all know by now what to do and what not to do, what masks to wear, what not to wear. Stop listening to them, people. Okay? I'll give you one example quick, Hildog. Yeah. I'm in my beautiful hometown of Marlboro, okay?
Yeah.
Now, these buffoons who are running the town, guess what? Guess where the early polling station in the polling station is going to be?
Walmart?
Where it's been
Home Depot?
No.
What?
No. The senior center.
Oh.
Let's all go to the senior center.
Because
we get the one group of people that get sick from this sick. This is the Kenny. These are the people that you're listening to, my friend.
Well, listen.
Good luck to you.
Derek, there is good news. Did you catch my lead this morning at the start of the show?
No, I must have missed it. Well, it didn't catch my attention.
It looks like, according to a University of Maryland study, there is a cure for COVID, and it's aspirin. Aspirin is the cure.
I did hear that, Hildog. Yes. Hey, Kenny, all this while, right in the old medicine cabinet, huh, buddy?
All right.
But he is right, though. I do have to agree with Ken. These next 2 weeks, obviously starting with Buffalo, those are the most. Because if you win these next 2 weeks, you're only a game back from first place behind the Buffalo Bills, and you own the tiebreaker against them, and you still got to face them one more week.
Yeah, I mean,
one
I think
more
the,
time.
The question is, does Cam Newton come out and put up an absolute stinker like he did on
he
Sunday?
He can't. If he puts up a stinker on Sunday, that's it. Your season's over.
Wiggy, do you think that Belichick will have a historically great game plan ready for
Sunday?
Well,
he better have a game plan, because this is it. Sunday, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, your season is over.
You said that last week.
No, but it's not as critical when you think about the division. The division's sitting right there for you. If you don't win Sunday, and then you don't win again because you got two division games back to back. You don't win Sunday, that's it. It's over. You can't catch the Buffalo Bills, who at that point will be 6-2. It is OVAH, over.
There's a lot of people who think that the season is over now.
No, not Done. Yet. Not Finished. Yet. This Done. Sunday will. This Sunday is the proven factor for that. So you got to win. Cam's got to have his best game. Bill's got to have his best game. They got to defensively, offensively.
That's a lot of pressure on a lot of people.
Danielle, but that's it, though. That's the reality of it.
I'm just not super confident.
Hello, Doug. Hey, Doug?
Oh, man.
What happened to Doug?
Belichick got him.
We are going to take a break. Coming up at 9, we will get the Quarantine 311. And share some of the instances of neighbors reporting neighbors for violating the guidelines. So Quarantine 311 coming up on this show after 9 this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Were you surprised when Bill took you out of that game?
No. I'm a realist. But yeah, through it all, you know, I'm coachable. I didn't want to put up, you know, how bad would that have been? Like, no, I'm not coming. You know, that would probably been embarrassing. But he came and said, you know, Stidham's finisher. I agreed, and that's what it was. It was, you know, for any type of competitor, do you feel embarrassed? Yeah. And I am as honest as I could possibly be right now. But yet, it tells you. And the first thing I said to myself coming home, I said, you keep playing games like that, bro, and it's going to be a permanent change.
It sounded yesterday like Cam Newton knows that the clock is ticking and he has to perform this week.
Right.
He on him, if he wants to have a chance to continue here as the quarterback or go elsewhere.
It's one thing to lose and know that you played okay or you played well or you weren't like the main reason why. And then you can go, okay, you know what? We got to get better. But it's another thing to lose and know that you were a key contributor to that, knowing that, all right, my leash is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And I think that's what he kind of reiterated to or, you know, was referencing the fact of this could be permanent. Now, I don't think it will be because I think Bill knows that Cam is the best player for that position. And Bill is always
the best that he has.
Yeah.
And the only option that he has at this point.
And right. And yeah. We know Bill is always about, or at least is what he says, it's about, I'm putting the best guys out there that give us the chance to win.
Yeah.
And I know that's why I don't think he goes to Stidham permanently.
The more I think about it, Greg, sorry to interrupt. Don't you think now's the time to add a jolt of adrenaline to that organization? If they get a piece today or tomorrow, everybody's kind of depressed. Cam's a little bit worried about the locker room.
I have to believe when Wiggy brings up his ego all the time. I have to believe that Bill is not going to be, his ego doesn't allow him to be a seller and to give up on this, right? Because is there a greater coaching feat than turning this season around without Tom Brady and with Cam Newton? There isn't. So his
it would be Herculean. It would be, I mean, if this team,
what would be Herculean
to make
the playoffs?
Yes.
Come on.
Am I the only person who's watched the last two games?
No.
They were dominated by the Broncos, lost at home. The 49ers looked like Alabama playing the BC Eagles on Sunday. The quarterback can't complete passes. This is, why would you add something right now? All you're going to do is go from maybe being 5-11 to 7-9, and you get a worse draft pick.
Would you consider it a greater accomplishment for Bill to turn this team around as it is, or for him to have had a winning season from the get-go without Brady? Which would be more impressive to you?
Turn it around.
Turn it around.
Yeah, turn it around by far. But and I think what Ken said, and Ken is right, if Bill's looking at this, he knows that, okay, we might get it, we might win this division at 8-8 or even 9-7 based on the Buffalo Bills being it, because the Buffalo Bills almost lost to the New York Jets. So Buffalo is they're a good team, but are they that far ahead of you consistently where you go, all right, the two games against Buffalo, those are automatic losses? I don't think you can say that. I think it's about how you play and how they play, and that's what gives him the hope that he can turn this thing around.
Hello, Steve.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
I'm amazed here, but I'm glad everybody's finally coming to my place, and it's called the post-Tom Brady era, and it's like being in purgatory. Are you headed to hell, or are you going up to heaven? How long are we going to be in this purgatory?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look around the division. First thing about the division, whenever you play a division game, it's always tough. So I don't take the Buffalo Bills having a hard time with the New York Jets. Everybody else walks over your division weakling, but when it's a division game, for some reason, and we've seen it over the years, with Tom Brady, 30-3 against Buffalo, half of those games came down to a lot of close games, and he always won them. But we don't have Tom Brady. We're in the post-Tom Brady era. It's going to Bill Belichick's not going to fix this team. He's never going to fix this team. Bob Kraft will never see this team fixed because it's going to take decades to find another quarterback. How do I know that? I look around the AFC. This team went from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady, and guess what? You don't get three in a row. There's 10 quarterbacks to go around for 32 teams. We don't have one. You don't know anything about Jarrett Stidham. You need to have 30 starts. It's called the Steve of Fall River rule. You need to see a guy play 30 starts in the NFL. Then you know what he's like. Tom Brady had a Super Bowl championship season in 01. He was dog bleep at the end of 2002. 9-7. Not what the guy was. You saw what he was from three on after he had his amount of starts. We had another guy in this division, Mark Sanchez. First 2 years, was deep into the playoffs. Guess what? When he got to his 30th start and on, we figured out who Mark Sanchez was.
Yeah.
It takes decades to cycle through draft picks and guys.
Yeah.
They think they have the right guy in Miami.
Listen, Wiggy, here's a text.
Uh-huh.
This texter says that this statistic will arouse Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Newton has a higher completion percentage this year than Tom Brady.
Yes.
Oh, but man. It must suck to wake up today being like, man, Curtis was right. Brady was the reason behind the winning, and I have to sit here and suffer for another 10 games.
No, we don't have to sit here and suffer for another 10 games.
You said they were going to have the best game plan of all time, that they were the best
team.
You can no longer speak as an expert.
Honest question, don't you think they had a pretty good game plan? They just couldn't execute it?
Yeah.
What the hell's the point of a game plan if you can't execute it?
There's a difference. They had a good game
plan. I'm sure at Rivers we had some really killer game plans, but I was playing, so we lost.
Right, but the reason why you don't have to suffer through the next 10 weeks is because of what Ken's lead was, and he's exactly right. If you look at your next 2 weeks,
if you're using COVID fog in any way to bolster your opinion of this team,
it's not about your next 2 weeks more importantly, next week is the most important week of your season, because if you win that game, then you have the Jets. And if you're able to win that game, you are basically tied with the Buffalo Bills after 2 weeks, because next week they have the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance that they lose that game. You are now tied with them within 2 weeks. So this game against Buffalo is it. This decides your season moving forward, because if you look at
after the Jets, they play the Baltimore Ravens, loss, Deshaun Watson, Arizona,
Chargers. Deshaun Watson and the Texans? You're chalking that up as a loss?
Yes.
He did that yesterday also. You weren't here, but he did that yesterday.
The notion
they're going to win three of the next four, Curtis.
But you think they are, Ken?
Absolutely.
And the Buffalo Bills, after the Patriots, Seattle Seahawks, and at Arizona.
Okay.
So when you look at where you could be in two or three weeks, this game is it.
We don't want to look at it anymore.
This game is it.
Well, we said last week was it, though.
No, but last week wasn't it.
You have been so effing wrong about everything this year, Wiggy. You are so
Curtis,
wrong.
Curtis, you get so triggered.
But I mean, he's not wrong.
But I'm not. Listen, I haven't been wrong.
Everything you've said has happened the diametrically opposed way.
No, but you can't.
Best team in the AFC, $40 million a year for Cam.
The problem is you cannot count out the Patriots until after this week. The San Francisco 49ers game, yes, they should have won that game. But in the grand scheme of things, that is not the most important game for you. That you are in the most important week of your season. This is it. It is the divisional game. Cam talked about it. It counts for two games when you talk about who you're playing AFC and in the division. Yeah. That's the importance.
This is Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Patrick?
Just wanted to say I don't see how it all comes down to 1 year with Belichick being better than Brady. They got how many more years of Belichick left? He lost Brady and is rebuilding. Let's just say he doesn't come back and win.
Yeah, I mean,
moving forward.
Curtis wants to determine it now and to determine that Tom Brady has won. And so I'm sure if
the roles were reversed and Brady was struggling and the Patriots were winning, everybody around here would be like, wait, guys, we have to wait three more years to decide if Brady or Belichick. I mean, come on.
I understand the importance. Who's the number one team in the NFC South?
The Bucs.
It's not the Bucs. It's the New Orleans Saints.
No, it's not. The
Bucs are in first place.
The only reason why they're in first place is because they played one more game.
You just asked who's in first place, and then said that they weren't.
No. But technically, because they only played one, they played one more game, so that's why.
Let me go to ESPN.com standings.
The reason why the Bucs are playing the Giants Monday. I mean, they're going to be. What are they going to be? 6-2
Yep.
They'll be six. They play the Saints again.
Yeah, the Saints already own the tiebreaker against them. So when you look at that division.
They lost at New Orleans, the win at home with Antonio Brown, and what will you be saying then?
Well, then they'll be tied.
No, they'll have a better record, and the Saints will have three losses.
This is Darren. Hello, Darren. Darren.
Oh, hey, sorry.
No worries. What's up?
I want to say, Jason Stidham is definitely the future of the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason
Stidham is amazing.
Yeah, Jason is the guy.
After next week, Curtis, you can gloat. After next week, if they lose the Buffalo, you can ride the train all the way out till whenever you want. Because if they lose next week, that's it. It's over.
3 weeks ago, Wiggy, you were saying
that's
we
3 weeks
to flip
ago.
The bird to all the Cam haters. You were doing a victory dance in week two.
We still can tiptoe on dancing a little bit.
You're saying that after this week,
yep,
the Belichick versus Brady debate is settled.
It's over.
Yes, it is.
Because
they only have five losses.
Because if you lose this week, you lose to the Buffalo Bills, and that puts you even further behind the eight ball division game against the team in your division that has a much better record than you. The chances of you catching them is going to be extremely difficult.
I want to decide at the end of the season for this reason, and I want an honest answer from Curtis on this, and then everybody else can weigh in. But if you're going to determine this at the end of this year, which is a better feat? Tom Brady going down there with all the weapons that they have, with a great defense, and making it to the Super Bowl, or Bill Belichick taking what he has and making it to the playoffs?
I think a 43-year-old quarterback making it to the Super Bowl. What Brady's doing has never happened, and it will never happen again. So if Brady makes it to a Super Bowl, that alone, his 10th Super Bowl, is more impressive than Belichick doing what he did. Because Belichick, the coach, has been hamstrung by Belichick, the GM. If Belichick could point to someone else, but
Belichick had more opt-outs to deal with than anybody else.
But I think he's the reason for the number of opt-outs.
But that doesn't dismiss the fact that if he's able to get this team to the playoffs,
that would be
the biggest feat. If the Patriots make the playoffs,
that's the biggest feat by far.
Isn't that a bigger?
Of course it is. And for Curtis not to say it isn't, he's been drinking. Because you look at what Tom Brady.
We're all looking at it.
What he inherited down in Tampa Bay is an unbelievable team. weapons defensively. So we all knew he was a good quarterback. Nobody was – who was writing off Tom Brady?
Everybody. After week one, you were dancing,
nobody,
saying, look at how bad he
looked. Nobody was writing off Tom Brady. I think most people are like, it's going to come around. It's going to come around. Nobody was writing this guy off.
When he had the – when Belichick, he lost track of the downs, Wiggy, the whole country said he was senile and had dementia.
No, if Belichick can turn this thing around and get this team into the playoffs – that is the greatest coaching feat in all of sports.
If they get to the playoffs,
I will jump into
the Charles River head first.
When this is over.
He's trying to make, what's the expression? He's making salad out of, I mean.
Butter cake?
He has nothing. He's got
the one who went grocery shopping.
Right.
This
would be the greatest coaching feat and all of sports.
Do you hold him accountable for the talent assembled? That's the major question.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
different then. Because he's to blame for the lack of talent. If it's just the coaching job versus Brady on the field, then it's Belichick. But, you got to hold Bill accountable for the talent.
All I've heard is this is a year that is unlike any other. We're in the middle of a pandemic. There's no preseason. There's no off-season workouts. Tom Brady basically is plug and play down there. That team existed pretty much as it was, minus Gronk.
And then he added Gronk and AB.
So, as James Earl Jones once said, there's one constant in life. It's Brady winning games.
you can ride that wave after this week. If the Patriots lose to the Bills.
Curtis, here's your buddy Albert.
Oh, thank God.
What's up, Albert?
How you doing, guys? I mean, Chris definitely has something going on under the desk there, so we're not going to hurt him too much. But if you want a little dose of reality, yes. I mean, you realize that Brett Favre, on like the codeine and cigarette diet at age 41, took the Vikings. Yeah, okay, so 43. Drew Brees is 41.
Chris. I know.
He's 41, and he's in your division, and he beat you, and they're just as good as you are. It's 2000. It's 2020. Guys are going to stop playing until their mid-40s. This isn't this heroic. It's not Ken Stabler or Joe Namath. And you sound like a total idiot. And on top of that, you haven't even won your division yet, Chris. Just calm down. Don't let it get too high. Keep it under control. And just remember something. He started off poorly this season. He's played great of late. It ain't over yet. Okay? It's
15 not over touchdowns, yet. One interception in his last five games. You have never been more wrong in your life, Albert, and it makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah, because Chris, no quarterback is throwing three touchdowns per game over a five-game stretch. We've never seen that before. 5 for 15.
Who said that?
We've never seen a quarterback throw. No, we've never seen that.
Brady's
before.
Done it several times.
So why are you acting as if you didn't expect some level of success?
Because I am still stunned, Albert, I am still stunned after all the games of Brady that I've seen that he is able to continue to do what he's doing.
Why would you be stunned, though?
It's because it's never happened before.
But you knew he was good. Like last year, did we know Tom Brady was still good? Did anybody say?
Yeah, but still, there was so much speculation about him entering the 43rd year of his life. I think even though he's been good and he's been on the TB12 method and he's continued to perform, I think he still had a lot of people that were like, this could be the year that breaks in performance.
But those were the morons, Danielle. Last year,
they were the morons because he's performing. If he sucked this year, they wouldn't be morons.
I mean, physically, he's fine. He's obviously having some mental issues with forgetting what down it is. And
one time.
But last year, we...
Captain Thermostat in there.
Kind of the age thing.
Last year, we fought. We fought with morons about it wasn't Brady. It was the talent he had around him. Mm-hmm. And if you put the pieces around him, he was still physically good enough to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Now you are seeing what we already knew. Put the weapons around him, he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league, top five quarterback. Is he now a top five quarterback in the National Football League?
Just say yes.
Yes.
Just because of the pieces around him.
Right. Plug and play.
All right.
I got to take a break. But we will get to Quarantine 311 coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.